from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Earlier today, we got the opportunity of catching up with Denny Matthews, Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Our conversation starts with 19 of the All-Stars are first time, and they are also under the age of 27. Major League Baseball has so much young talent, and I really want baseball to take full advantage of what they have standing in front of them over the next 10 days or so.
More and more on the way. And our guys would underline that. They would confirm that because we've got four, which is a high number, I think, in recent years for the Royals. So, and richly deserved, all four, by the way. They deserve to be on an all-star team, and they are. And that's a tribute to them, all the hard work that they put in.
Let's just kind of take it one by one. You mentioned Bobby Witt Jr., and you've seen a lot of great players come through this system. It seems like outside of that first maybe 2-3 months for Bobby Witt Jr., he has adjusted very well to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, quick learner. And, of course, his background in baseball was terrific as an amateur, and his dad, of course, as we know, pitched in the big leagues. So it was one of those things where you kind of expected it in a way, but to see the ability that he had, he's been blessed with some unique ability and unique to very few players. He probably, and you compare him to George Brett, and I think I have, but I'll do it again if you want. Witt is faster. Witt has more power. Witt is a very quick learner. George, let me put it this way. George Brett worked his tail off to become a Hall of Fame Major League Baseball player. Bobby Witt was born to be a Hall of Fame baseball player just because of his pure, natural, God-given ability. He would compare more to Bo Jackson than he would to George Brett in that regard. Both Brett and Witt worked very hard. Both Brett and Witt have great minds for the game of baseball, great baseball IQs, and they feel the game differently than most guys. And so that's what George and Witt have in common. And, of course, George had the long career. If Bobby Witt stays healthy and has a long career, I wouldn't be at all surprised that one day he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You mentioned the Baseball Hall of Fame. Somebody who definitely has a chance of doing that is Salvador Perez. I mean, as he's continued to do this, you start to look at the category of catcher and the room that he's in, so to speak, and it's some of the best players to ever play that position. It's just funny to me, I don't know if ironic is the right word or not, but just a guy who was so instrumental in the Royals in 2013, 14, and 15 when they turned things around. I mean, now we sit here a decade later, and he is still at the center of everything this organization does.
Exactly, and it's not only the numbers, and his numbers are stacking up with any of those players that have gone into the Hall of Fame as primary catchers, but it's the intangibles that Perez brings to the game and to the clubhouse and to the bus and to the airplane and to social events regarding the players. He has the all-around personality. He has leadership qualities which aren't exactly given to everybody. He does have those. And you have to account for all that. It's not just pure numbers. It's how does he affect the game? How does he affect his team? And I think you'd have to say that Perez, for the most part, it gets a plus grade in all those.
I'm just surprised because I remember a lot of the conversation when Salvi first started was, hey, the Royals are overusing him. You can't have a catcher that plays 130, 140 games. I mean, here we sit. I mean, he's still the Royals' everyday catcher at this point in his career. I would have imagined that he would have transitioned to more of a DH and a first baseman. But we're still talking about a guy that goes out there and catches, you know, most of the time, and a guy who can still hit 25, 20, 30 home runs, and a guy who can still hit third or fourth for any team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and he catches a lot of games simply because he wants to. That's his desire. First base is okay. DH, nice to get half a game off if you want to look at it that way. But Salvador Perez wants to catch because he feels like he's a huge part of the game, and the catcher is. And so that's his desire. That's the way he was brought up. That's his passion. And so good for him. He can catch as much as he wants. And I don't think the Royals have any problem with that at all.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals, Denny Matthews, for a couple more minutes here. Let's talk about the pitching, Denny. This is the first time that the Royals have had two starting pitchers make the All-Star team in Seth Lugo and Cole Ragans. Let's start with Lugo. I mean, this organization needed a veteran pitcher. They needed a quality arm, and they got a guy who has a chance to win the Cy Young. Seth Lugo has been great so far this season.
Yeah, he has. He's having a dream season, and again, it's the work put in, and then you see the end results. The average fan, most everybody, does not see the work that they put in. And they do see the end results. And it's not simply a matter of walking out on the pitcher's mound and pitching 7, 8 really good innings. It's the work you put in between starts. And he's been tremendous, the way he mixes pitches. His control is, for the most part, pretty impeccable. And I guess I'm into comparisons these days. I don't know why, but there's a comparison there between Lugo and Greg Maddux. And Maddux is much smaller, and there are differences. But there's also some things that both do that are very similar. And the way they set up hitters, how smart they are, what's the hitter trying to do to me? How do I counteract what the hitter's trying to do to me? Yeah, just the smarts. And Lugo has it in spades.
Right now we're talking to Denny Matthews. You mentioned a comparison. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. When you watch Cole Ragans, is there somebody that comes to mind for you? Is there a pitcher that he reminds you of?
Not yet. No, not yet. But he's been good. He's aggressive at the right time, and that means most of the time. And he, too, has a good idea of pitching. He's still learning. He's not where Lugo is regarding the mental part of the game, but, boy, he's gaining on it very quickly. And, like Lugo, having a tremendous year.
I don't want to be negative, Denny, but something tells me that if the Royals don't make the postseason, we're going to look back on the last 3 weeks where they lost the series to the Oakland A's. They also lost the series to the Colorado Rockies. And if this team misses the wild card by one or two games, we're probably going to point to this stretch where, man, you got to win both of those series against two bad baseball teams.
Well, that's probably right, but they are Major League Baseball teams, and you better bring your A game in every series or they're going to get you. And, yeah, that's one of those things. And if the Royals do not make the playoffs, then you would have to compare this year to the year before they made the World Series for the first time. So we're talking 2014. 2013 team was a much better team than the year before. The year before, they were easy to beat. 2012, teams would waltz into Kauffman Stadium. They were going to win 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, no big problem. The next year, The year before the Royals went to the World Series for the first time, it was a whole different story. Teams would come in here and they would have their hands full. The Royals were a much more difficult team to beat. And there's a very, very apt comparison there between the team that the Royals have on the field now to the team that the Royals had on the field the year before they made the World Series. And so they're tougher to beat. The Royals will take advantage of all the mistakes the other teams are making. So they're on their way. They're at the step right now that the team was in 2013, the year before they made the World Series. And that means that they're going in the proper direction. They're tougher to beat.
That is Denny Matthews joining us on the show, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. As we are inching closer to the All-Star break, we are 1 week away. Denny, we always appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for hopping on.
You're welcome, Carrington.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.